Holy Spirit will welcome you. Have your way in the service. Bless every person present, here and online. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, reveal to us the things you want us to know. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I have notes that I minister to over 150 ministers today about the apostolic seal. And I want to seal something in you and in the church about help tonight, because to a large degree, we have not known how to walk in help as we should. We've tried a lot of supplements, a lot of things we've tried to do. There are four major things that I've learned that you have to have a partake of. The first thing is love. Love has something to do with health, intimacy. Husband and wife, families, how you handle one another is so important. So love, I want y'all to build your love with one another. Let the Holy Spirit help you with that. My wife and I have our power. We come together to meditate and pray and talk every day. We begin our day that way. It's so important. I'm going to share more of that with you in the future. Secondly, you need to move more. Move. Don't just sit around. Exercise. But not just exercise. Walk some. I mean, move around in the house some. Don't sit down no 6 hours and watch no television. Every hour you ought to get up and stir about 2 minutes at least. And then God's eating plan. Genesis, I think it's 1:29. And then Daniel told us about it in Daniel chapter 1. God's eating plan. And here's a biggie, here's another biggie. Stress. Stress. Keep mess out your life. Stress. You see, we thought it was just eating, but it's not eating. It's those exercise, and I found out by studying behind men and women who knew about this thing, and they're in their 80s, 88, one man was 99. All right. He don't eat after 2 o'clock in the day. You don't eat no more after 2 o'clock. So these secrets we are learning. And tonight I want to take you into a field of to put an apostolic seal on help. That I think that the church need to have an apostolic seal on help. If you would turn with me to the 8th chapter of Romans. The 8th chapter of Romans. And if you want to put footnotes down of how to obtain what I'm teaching tonight, is stepping into your health inheritance. You are an heir of help. Isn't that something? We should have been known. I should have been known this. Hallelujah. You are an heir, and the Bible is going to show it clearly that you have a health inheritance. Isn't that something? Yes, sir. But those four things is you got a part to play. You see, you got a part to play. God's eating plan, exercising. And when I say exercise, I'm not talking about just your 1 hour or your half hour. I walk a half hour a day, but that's not all. I've sit so much over the years, just sit. Because I read a lot. I try to read thousands of books, but that sitting all that time wasn't good for me. I'll sit on a rocking, in my rocking chair on the porch for 5 hours, reading and praying. But now I know I got to get up and walk around. Actually, God put a track in my yard. I got a track in my yard. I could walk. I don't know how far it is. I never measured it, but I can go from my house around the guest house back around and come back around. And I'll never have to leave out my yard. Got my dog right there to watch over me. But the scriptures we're going to read tonight is very important. But the very subject that I'm using is going to point it out. What I like to do is take it to the scripture and then take it to the context of the scripture. That's what I'm gonna be doing a lot. Take it to the scripture and take it to the context. What caused this scripture to come in the Bible. In Romans chapter 8, verse 17, now, this is talking about an inheritance. Actually, let me say it this way now. You are an heir of health. Health is part of your heritage as a child of God. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
It says that if children then heirs, see that first heir?
All right.
Heirs of God, number two. Joint heirs with Christ. Number three, now, is there any scripture anybody can point out that Christ was sick? Huh? Never point out he was sick. He never said no indicated he was sick, right? All right. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Now, the context of the scripture. Context, I want to back up to verse 10, Romans 8:10. We're talking about stepping into your health inheritance. Mm-hmm. Now, as an apostle of Jesus Christ, I say these things not to be high-minded, but you probably won't find that subject. Stepping into your health inheritance, you probably won't find that subject. Because the church is basically dealing with healing. Because the church do not know, we are sort of pioneering here about the rights to health, totally. Because you got to include those things. You got to include eating, exercise, less stress, and intimacy, love. You see, are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, all of us can do this. All of us can do this. All right, now, in the ninth verse, it says, but you're not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he's none of his. And if Christ be in you, now notice what it says in the 10th verse, the body is dead because of sin. So the body need taken care of. You got to bring your body back into life. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So it says that, but you're not, verse 10, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. In other words, if you let that body go by itself, it's always going to be sick. But the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if take it to verse 11 now. Notice verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. The Holy Spirit can make and keep my health alive. If I cooperate, quickening health made divinely by the Spirit of God. Now, he's always there, he's always been there, but if we don't know how to cooperate with him, If you talk about the devil having a fog, right?
Yes.
I never got that revelation. I finally got it. The devil's fog. And that's what he's been using, a fog. I'm telling you, I'm talking about me too. He's been using a fog to carry hell out on our body. Okay, all right. Now, don't you feel better that it's not just eating? You got exercise, you got the love, and you got the whole on stress. Now, let's go a little further. Verse 11 again is so powerful. It quickening. I'm talking about the spirit life-giving help. Spirit giving us life-giving help. We talked about it, supernatural help. I'm due to have supernatural help. Because we are sons and daughters of God. So we have divine rights. Help is one of our divine rights, but we have let commercials override our covenant. And if the covenant is not preached right, and the covenant and the commercials are preached right, because those people are professional, they know how to sell junk. And if we in the pulpit are entertaining and not challenging you to take your spiritual rights as children of God, and don't let them override you with your palate. And you know we're all guilty. Come on, talk to me. We're all guilty because we get so quiet. Look online. We get so quiet. We start talking about the devil's fork. You smell that sizzling steak. You get it, though. You get it. How many of y'all want it? How many of y'all want to walk in your help?
Amen.
All right. So we just got to. I got to keep training y'all. So. Apostolic, I'm putting a seal on hell in the body of Christ. That it is that when you check about is the old man well, and the Bible say that boy say he in good health. See, quantity and quality is two different things. You can have a quantity of living a long time, but the quality is not there. I'm talking about a long quality life with quality in it. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So when we read down, it says, therefore, brethren, the 12th verse, we are debtor not to the flesh to live out. Look at the 12th verse. Look at the 12th verse.
Yes, sir.
Look, I don't owe my flesh nothing.
Come on.
And my flesh does not supposed to be controlling me.
Yes,
when I find out the truth, am I going to let my flesh control me? And I say the Spirit of God is alive on the inside of me? No. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm finding out all sickness and disease can be prevented, reversed, no matter how young or how old you're calling yourself. Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
Now, what's beautiful about that is Psalm 139:14. Go there. You'll never get the fullness of the thing because it's so impact. But we're fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139:14. Marvelous is his work. Three things, three powerful words: fearfully, wonderfully, marvelously. The way God made us in his image with this type of body with cells and immune system and all those things that God put in our bodies to reproduce itself.
Yes, sir.
That's powerful, man.
Yes, sir.
But then it says, in order for it to be corrected or collected properly, he said, and my soul knows right well.
Yeah.
So if you have not been taught properly, spiritually about this, you can't hold on to it. I mean, it almost sounds like unbelief. You almost like, well, you're something else. You're a good rhythmatic sermon or something. But this is so powerful that you now can reclaim your health.
Yes, sir.
Ain't think nothing about your genes.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
See, because see, that's commercial that's been put on our mind that we don't fight no more. This part of the family heritage. The hell no.
Hallelujah.
No, it's not part of no heritage. Sickness and disease is not part of my heritage.
Right.
You follow my point?
Yes, sir.
That scripture tells us how God feels. And then I like to dance with those two verses there in Psalm 139:14 and 3 John 2. It's very simple. Beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health. Even as your soul, other words, if your soul don't prosper, you're not going to be in no hell. Because your body going to see to it that you be sick.
All right. That's good. That's good.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Now, are you telling me, Pastor, that I could step into my health inheritance even now?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Now I got to come back. We're going to have to join spirit, science, and good senses. All three of them. Scientifically, you can come back in your health if you eat right, if you exercise, if you keep the stress down. Stress is a demon. And it come against all of us. But love whoops stress every time. When you get all uptight, just fall back in love. Are you following me? And especially husband and wife, I'm a whole seminar on that. Because husband and wife choke in front when they come out in the street. But at home, hardly talk, never kiss, never touch till sex time. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. Say, go ahead and teach on health, Reverend. Teach on health. Immaturity will keep you out of your health rights. Turn to Galatians chapter 6 for a moment. Immaturity, I'm going to use two words. I'll use three words. Immaturity, ignorance, inspiration. You're going to have to be inspired to walk in health. Ignorance, the world won't keep you ignorant. Satan won't keep you ignorant about your health and keep you praying for healing, praying for this. No, there's a divine place God wants you in. So when the inspiration comes, when you're inspired by the Holy Spirit, that's when you're going to be anointed, and that's when things are going to start happening. Did you get in this condition overnight?
No.
Why you want some to get out tomorrow night? You got to make some effort. You got to walk this thing out. You got to walk through your health. Are you following me?
Yes.
No case impossible. What I said?
No case impossible.
Remember that. Holy Spirit, help us to understand that. We need to grab a hold of that, because only a remnant in the body of Christ is going to enjoy these benefits. All of us who attack right now, we are attacked because we didn't know no better.
That's right.
I've been attacked, everybody. You're attacked because we didn't know no better. We didn't know what to do. We prayed, we said, but we didn't do nothing. See?
Yes, sir.
Now, let me ask you a question before I go any further. In Galatians 6, let me ask this question. Because I'm going to ask the question so the Holy Spirit can breathe on it. And you know, you don't need to raise your hand or nothing, but I'm gonna ask the question. Cause you know, I don't want to add lying to ignorance. I've been teaching on health a while now. That's not the way I'm gonna ask it. It's another way. How many of y'all know you can be healthy in spite of? See, I got to get you to see that. In spite of what you're dealing with, don't be embarrassed because you're dealing with something. You know you got an enemy. And the church is supposed to teach you how to rise above your enemy. You know what John 10:10 says? He'll steal if you don't know no better, but you're really supposed to have abundant health. You're really supposed to have abundant life, but he'll steal it if you don't know no better. But since we're learning better, now you have to have, see, because, here's the biggie. If you don't have no hope for help, you can't have no faith for help. Understand that? If you don't have no hope, hope is looking in the future.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But faith bringing in the present.
Yes, sir.
Your faith always has to have hope. And so with all these all these conversations you've had and all the diagnosis you've been given.
Yes, sir.
If you don't have something to override that.
Yes, sir.
And then if the word, as I preach tonight, if the word don't build your hope,
come on,
If you don't have no hope,
yes, sir.
In spite of what the report you have, or how long you've been going through it, if you have accepted the diagnosis without recognizing that God now come to bring you to another position, you got to have hope. And hope is what you don't see. Because what you see, you don't need to hope for it. And so now substance and evidence of your health can be produced by faith if you have hope. See, I need to preach long enough, not just to get faith, but I need to preach and go at every angle of this so you can see, so you can develop hope.
Yes, sir.
I hope to walk in my health. And when your faith hear that, your faith now can travel you into your health. See, we get to a certain age, or we get to a certain condition, and we have no hope. We be trying to apply, we be praying, saying things, but really, hope is not wishing, you know. You can't be wishing, you got to have genuine hope. I believe hope come by hearing. Say faith come by hearing, but I believe hope come by hearing. Give me some hope. And hope is important, very, very important what we're saying, that you have hope, that your faith have something to be applied to. Hope for help. Faith for help. Anointed for help. Wisdom for help. The word of God on your help. Are you following me? You got to be able to put all that. Yes, we pray. But praying is no good if we don't have no hope. We're trying to make God do something we don't have no hope for. And then we're trying to get him to do something that we don't want to help ourselves. And he can't. God can't do nothing for you if you don't want to help yourself. He will not do it for you. Satan would accuse him if he do something for you if you don't give him some faith for it. So I want everybody on the sound of my voice to know tonight the Holy Ghost is saying he wants you to accept. Look at Romans 5:5. We'll go back to Galatians 6. I mean, let's look at Romans 5:1-5, because it talks about things you go through and then all of a sudden you get the hope in the fifth verse. Romans 5. Let's go down a minute, but we need to look at that. The sixth chapter of Galatians is talking about immaturity, your sonship.
Yes, sir.
That's what they're talking about, the sixth chapter. But in Romans 5, yeah, let's look at this a minute, because it explained the power of expanding faith. Faith can expand life. You see in the first verse, therefore, being justified by faith. You with me? Romans 5:1.
Yes, sir.
Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. See that?
Yes, sir.
Justified by faith, right? Second verse now. By whom we have access by faith. Notice that. Access by faith. So we're talking about accessing our help.
Yes, sir.
That is not being preached many places. In other words, I'm telling every person on the sound of my voice right now, you have the right to access help. Good God Almighty. And it's almost dull to your mind because you say, what? You don't know what I got. I don't even know what you got. You ain't got it nowhere. It's only temporary. By whom, and the context of this is everything is justifiable to us by the blood of Christ.
Thank you, Father.
From John 19:30.
Thank you, Father.
Your health already finished.
Thank you, Father.
Say it, my health is already finished.
My health is already finished.
All I got to do is claim it and take it. See? See, I would pray that you're for the step tonight. You not only naming your help, but you're claiming your help.
Thank you, Lord.
And you're taking your help.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't beat yourself down.
Yes, right.
When you attack, don't beat yourself down. You got an enemy.
Thank you.
You make some mistake. Don't look. Let's forget yesterday.
Yes,
let's do it now. If the enemy can get you in yesterday or tomorrow by yourself, you want now. You want to keep faith. Now faith is.
Now.
Okay. I've eaten hog cracker, hog head cheese, chitlin, possum, coon, rabbit, goat. But I ain't going back there now. I don't smell no goat. I'm through with it. But I'm saying, don't condemn yourself. See, love yourself. Walk out of it. How many want to live a long, satisfied life? Anybody, and don't have their hand up, get out of here. Possible. You got to know it. Possible. It doesn't matter what you have seen in your family. Your family not a member of this church. And they didn't have this apostolic teaching you getting. Now, this is strong, but I got to say it. No matter what diagnosis they've given you and how many verbs they've used to describe how bad you are, you still got to move in your supernatural zone and believe God. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory in tribulation. Watch it. Also, knowing that tribulation works patient, and patient experience, and experience hope. I know that we're saying verse 5 now. And hope make it not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. The love of God. Like I said, Galatians 6, just talking about you not moving in your maturity and your divine rights. I have a divine, you might put this in your note, I have a divine supernatural right to be healthy. Now you can't talk to everybody about this, because they're going to come up with all the ideas, but you're moving in revelation, you're moving in understanding, you're moving in wisdom, you're moving in enlightenment. You're moving in the anointing within, the anointing upon you. You have a divine right. You're moving in your sonship. You're moving in your divine nature. All of those things put you in another category. And now you got your hope and faith connected for your health. I mean, don't care how you feel. Don't care what you have to take. Take it. But then start doing those four things. You remember those four things? No, love, moving, eating right, hold off the stress. How many of y'all ever had any stress? The rest of y'all have been sleeping at the house, man. So, but you have to know how to handle it. Don't jump at every little thing. That shoots your blood pressure straight up. Ask the Holy Ghost to give you a calmness. Whatever happened, it ain't going nowhere, You will get all upset and try to straighten it out. Just let it go. If somebody talk about you, amen.
That's right, Pastor. Yes, sir. So
peace. Immaturity will keep you out of your health rights. That's Galatians 6. You can read that. Latter part of Hebrews 5, you see that too. It's something God trying to show you. You can't get it because you're immature. And then your health rights are finished. I just told you in John 19:30. That's why he said, Jesus said it's finished, right?
Say,
my health right is finished.
My health right is finished.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
You know, my health right is finished. Even though I have, see, everything can be turned around.
Yes, sir.
Everything can be reversed if you follow the plan.
Yes, sir.
Age doesn't matter.
Right.
My wife and I were looking at a man, 88. He had a heart problem at 70. Am I right? 70. And he found out about a plant-based lifestyle, and y'all think it ain't no good food. Y'all just haven't studied yet. Y'all think the only thing is a bologna sausage or something. No, there's good food in plant-based eating. You see, I love what Brother Arnie's talking about. He's been 40 years in studying this, and he says lifestyle medicine. You ever heard that? Lifestyle medicine. That means living the right lifestyle. That means eating right. It's lifestyle medicine. It's the best medicine there is. It don't have them on one side effect. Good. Won't you try? Won't you try it for 2-3 weeks? You ain't that weak. If you got some kind of condition, won't you see what happened? Won't you talk to your doctor and tell your doctor what you're about to do? Some of them might not like it, but you tell him, doctor, you're going to have to work with me. Or if you don't, just go get another doctor. Yes. Your doctor get hot because you're trying to improve yourself. It's time to leave that joker.
Yes, sir.
You ought to care. Well, I'll work with you. If your numbers change, I'll drop the medicine some. You know, he should work with you. If he don't want to work with you now, I'm going to tell you right now, you're in trouble. Ain't nobody in this church that got no reason not to be healthy. Do I be attacked? Yeah. I'm standing up here talking to you, right? Huh? I'm the one bringing you the message, right? I just don't talk about it. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
I've been up here sometime almost staggering. I don't talk about what he's trying to do. Walk right out of it. I'm making no announcements for him. May you permit the apostolic seal to be placed on your health tonight.
Yes, sir.
You know, God told us, train y'all how to speak for yourself.
Yep. Thank you, Lord.
That's in the Bible. Ephesians 4, that's our job. Our job is to train you to walk fully in your spiritual rights.
Thank you, Lord.
Not to entertain you,
thank you, Lord,
but to make sure you're healthy, strong, wealthy, blessed, family increasing more and more.
Yes, sir.
You must permit the Holy Spirit to give you your health revelation. He'll give you health revelation. What did I say he give you?
Health
revelation. Health revelation. That's what we need, children. Health revelation. He got it.
Thank you.
He knows exactly what to tell you to do.
Thank
the Holy Spirit do.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy Spirit, I'm going to say something. Let the Holy Spirit be your health agent.
Yes, my God.
He'll permit me to say, let him be your health agent. He'll bring you there.
Amen.
Then we know we must yield to the anointing of help. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus and Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, and went about doing good, healing all the oppressed of the devil. The traffic of sickness and disease must not block out your health. The traffic's out there. There's only one disease. All them names you got, it only one is a malfunctioning body because it hadn't been nourished right. All them other name was to name the medicine. Okay. I don't know if I asked this question before. I've been writing so many notes about health. We talk about being anointed to live in abundant health. You remember? Abundant health coming to the body of Christ. Then I asked the question, what are you, oppressed or impressed by this type of teaching? Is it oppressing you or is it impressing you? To go forward, to know that I could do something about diabetes,
amen,
high blood pressure, cancer.
Yes.
There's no disease that cannot be moved out.
Thank you.
Y'all got to read, children.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got to study, man. You just got to study. Don't just let somebody else tell you what to do with your body. Y'all listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Turn to Psalm 103 now. And we need to go over and over there. Here's this fivefold health benefits. Five of them. Benefits. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Take care of my sin. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 3. Take care of all my sin. Then he take care of all my diseases, all my sickness. Look at verse 3, I think it's verse 3, huh? Verse 3. Who forgiveth all our iniquity. Hallelujah. Why do you accept that and don't accept the other part? How many of y'all know you're going to heaven? Amen. Why you won't be in hell lying here? Look at the next part. Who healeth all thy diseases?
Yep.
Forgiveth all. Who healeth all?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now, do it half of that some disease he cannot heal?
All.
But what commercial say? What man say? You got to live with this the rest of your life. How long am I going to take this medicine? The rest of your life. And you say, yes, sir. And take it every day the rest of your life. Never try to get no improvement. Because a real doctor, if you start eating right and exercising and watch what you, a real doctor, when you go back, he going to say, oh, your blood pressure is going too low. Your glucose level is too low. I might have to cut you back on some of this medicine. Finally, take you completely off it. Because he said he healed all thy diseases. Look what the next verse, said. Those five things. What? What the first part of that verse said? All right, what is one of the greatest life destroyers? Sickness and disease. Who redeemeth? You redeem. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction?
Yes. 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 Yes.
Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy?
Yes.
Satisfy thy mouth.
Yes.
And when I read that now, I think about satisfy thy mouth, what going in your mouth and what coming out of your mouth.
Yes, sir.
That he may keep you in a young position the rest of your life. That's what it renew your youth like the eagle. Should you start thinking old, start thinking sick, start thinking, no. When you feel like that, get up and do a little jig, you know.
Yeah.
If you got to hold on to something, jig anyway. I'm trying to tell y'all, now y'all better listen.
Hallelujah.
Hmm. The shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit are health weapons. They are health weapons. Shield of faith you find in Ephesians 6, and you find the sword of the Spirit in Ephesians 6 too. It's part of our armor. But they are health weapons. I think I'll take it to this one here, because when I was studying, turn to Luke 13. I want to show you something. And if this don't convince you, and I'm almost through. Luke 13. Y'all go over these things some. Yeah. I'm going to say it, Lord. See, people all over the world, some of these things, they never heard it before in their life, in the church. You know what I'm saying? And that's only going to get our help back. In Luke 13, verse, I just want to read this verse, the context of the whole thing. You read it from 10 to 17, talking about a woman with infirmity. But that 16 verse. That 16 verse, oh my God. That 16 verse. And I want you to see yourself in that 16 verse. You see, held as a covenant right.
Yeah.
And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, she got a covenant right, you see, whom Satan has bound low these 18 years, be loose from this bomb on the Sabbath day. And when he had said these things, and I say it was a shame, all the people rejoiced for all the glories that were done. But he loosed that woman. She looked at the 12 foot. Jesus said to her, he called her to him and said to her, woman, down are loose from that sickness and disease that's on your body. He's saying the same thing to you tonight. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's saying you loose. Cooperate with me. If you, oh Lord, I got to say it this way now. If you have an apostle intelligent enough to teach you those four things you need to do, love, eat, stress, and exercise. I see the church so deep, they don't want to bring nothing like that. Jesus said, with my stripe you heal. Yes. But you got to work with him. You follow me? Yes. With Jesus' stripe you heal. But you got to work with him. You can't just expect Jesus to heal you and you don't want to follow no orders. Direction. Satan out to kill you with the fork. We've been eating ourselves sick. Worrying ourselves sick. Stressed out about every little thing. If the child ain't home at 12, ain't no sense dying because they're not there. Just sit and wait till they get there. Tell their tale when they get there. But don't you get all worried. Go on and go to bed. Stressing out. Look at Mark 5. I'm going to prove it, and then I'm going to close. Look at Mark 5. Mark 5. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I'm not telling you to do anything that I don't have to do. You know, great man of God, got all that anointing. I better eat right. You see what I'm trying to, you see the picture I'm trying to paint? All right, come on, work with me now. All right, then Mark 5 now. Here's a question to ask. And he want me to ask this question to you tonight. Mark chapter 5. Let me find that scripture I want. Shall thou be made whole? John chapter 5. John 5. Mark 5 is another one. Five and six. John 5 and 6. Now this question was asked many years ago, but it's being asked tonight. See? And I want you to notice the context of that text. The condition don't make no difference.
That's right.
How long you've been in that situation don't make no difference.
You got to get
your hope and faith there. How many in the family have been in that condition don't make no difference.
Right.
See? I don't want nobody cleaning me. And I don't want to go in no rest home.
Amen.
You hear me now? And I'm going to feed myself. That's why my children, I told them, I said, I'll pay for babysitters, but me and my wife don't babysit. We going somewhere too. We'll raise y'all, we ain't raising your children. Just a part of our life, we gotta go. We get in the car and just ride, just go. I was all back of Africa today, just ride. Went through all through St. Gabriel today. Just ride. I ain't got time to be holding no baby. I ain't got time to be holding DJ. He be kicking on me and jumping. I wanna see him or say now and then take him home. We all waste your whole life babysitting them children. Get to babysitting. You better try to get out and go somewhere to yourself. They're calling you old. That's what they're calling you. I'm going. Where you going? That's been like that. Leroy Jr. tell you, I ain't never babysitting. No babysitting. I know y'all think y'all good grandmothers and all that, but that's all right. Oh, my goodness. Come on, we'll get this voice out. John 5, 6. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, "Will thou be made whole?" Thank God Jesus didn't pay no attention to his answer. The impotent man said to him, "Sir, I have no man." When the water showed to put me in there, he ain't about no water, no pool. But while I'm coming down, another step down before me, Jesus said to him, "Rise up. Take up thy bed and walk in." Immediately. You see yourself?
Yes, sir.
The man was made whole and took up his bed, walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. You see it? He asked him, "Will thou be made whole?" Now, and if you look up, "Will thou be made whole?" It actually, he's asking, "Will thou be healthy? Will you be made healthy? Will you be made well?" So, suppose that question is being proposed to you tonight. See, you see what I'm saying? See, stop. What that word is? Stop being acquainted with it. You know, as if it's part of your family. It's part of you. No, get angry. But do something. Now, prayer and the word. It's very important. But we've been praying and wording for many years. Body of Christ, I've been around yonder with y'all. We've been praying and singing. And still 90% of the church sick. So something got to be wrong, right? So the power is still there. But contamination comes and the body can't do what it needs to do. Why did God give you a body that changed cell constantly? Why did God give you an immune system? COVID had so many Christians scared. They wouldn't even go to the mailbox. They're scared. They're scared. One woman went to Jesus talking about her child she needed a child delivered, and Jesus said, "You can't carry away the children's bread." She held it as the children's bread. But that girl said, "Master, eat the crumb from the table." We ought to eat some crumb at least. Health belongs to her. And then your health glorifies God. I'll give you one more and then I'll. Write this down. The mystery of health victory, or the mystery, plural, of health victory and abundance are being unfolded right now. And see, in Matthew 13, 11, and 12 is giving you to know the mystery of the kingdom. Health is a kingdom mystery that God want to unfold to the body of Christ and the ministers under me. They're going to finally have to teach health in their churches. Health not a public subject. It's not. But if you know what causing people not to be healthy, you can't entertain them. You're going to have to face them up.
Yes, sir.
And tell them you're going to have to do something.
Yes, sir.
No pastor like to bury nobody. Especially not ahead of time. No pastor. Not if you love the people, but when God gives you revelation, see, this is apostolic government, because you got to cut against normal organization and you got to be independent enough that God take care of you.
Hallelujah.
See what I'm saying? Because see, what I'm doing now, I'm cutting into the whole system of Christianity. The Apostle Paul did that all the time. But Paul had his trust in God. And Paul helped the people, because I believe that once people know the truth, that the Holy Ghost is going to visit them.
Right.
It might not do it tomorrow, but they're going to look at it again next week.
Yes.
So you can't do it if you don't know it.
Right.
That's enough.